Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I want to do a little life update recap post Spain. We just got back like a few days ago, had an absolute amazing time. It was literally so beautiful. I will not be the last time I go to Spain. I loved it so much. And it was just so nice to have our family all together for that long without any appointments or any meetings or any work things that we had to deal with, and to be in another country and just see how they live. Like, it was a little hard to get used to at first because like things just weren't open till 10 or 11 o'clock. And we come from Jersey on the East Coast where coffee shops are open at 6 a.m. and people are ready to hit the floor running and they're up and they're ready to hustle. And it's just such a different speed of life over there. I have to be honest, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could live there forever, but I definitely loved the ability to just stop and reset and pause. And also they just love women and children there. So they just respect you so much. They can tell if you're with a child. Then they like make special accommodations for you. The children were just all playing together. It was so beautiful. Jethro was so pumped because he loves soccer. And so everywhere we went, there was other kids playing soccer. And it was just so cute. So the first place we stayed at was a place in Mallorca called Soler. And there was a little town center and there was tons of cafes and restaurants around this town center in front of this beautiful church. And they just let their kids play. And they're not worried about their kids talking to a stranger. They're not worried about their kids getting stolen or getting hurt. And you could just tell that we were the parents from America because we were the ones circling them. We were the ones watching every little move Jethro made where the other parents were just sipping their wine and carefree. And if their kid came up crying because they fell, like it wasn't a big deal. And it just gave us permission to let the reins loose a little bit and let him have fun and explore. And it was just such a beautiful time, such a beautiful trip. And then we went and flew to Costa Brava where we met up with the WonderLearn crew, Dr. Courtney Gowan, who hosts retreats, and tons of other chiropractors. Several of my clients were there. My best friend was there. We celebrated her birthday there. It was just so much fun. And I just was reminded over and over again how much I love chiropractic and how much I love chiropractors because we just are a different breed of people. We view life through a different lens. We share very similar values. So conversation is so easy because we all have the same priorities in life, which health is usually at the forefront of it. And it's just cool to get to connect with other people who are building businesses, raising families. And that was my first experience with Dr. Simon and Dr. Jen, and they were incredible humans. Some of the stuff Dr. Simon taught us, I came and used back in clinic on Tuesday. And my clients were like, oh my God, I feel so much better. So I was super excited that he shared some of his magician tricks with us. Kyle had his nose adjusted, which he's had a deviated septum. He's broken his nose in rugby before. For those of you that don't know, Kyle is definitely more of a musculoskeletal chiropractor, I would say, rather than a subluxation-based chiro. And it was just cool for him to be surrounded by all subluxation-based chiros and to just get a different feel of what it's like to have Dr. Simon, Dr. Jen, who have been doing it for 20 years, pour into him with like philosophy and technique and things like that. And the last night when he got his nose adjusted, all the other men that got their nose adjusted, shout out to Colton, shout out to Devin. They were like freaking out. They were like, that shit hurts so bad. And then Kyle just laid there like a literal psychopath. Like he didn't even flinch. And we were all like, what is wrong with him? They're like, Steph, I'm like, I don't know. He's a psychopath. Like he's the kind of guy that falls asleep during tattoos. There's something missing in his brain. His pain receptors do not fire the way the rest of ours do. And so that was like super fun. And then Jet was there along for the ride, of course, as I'm sure you saw in photos. And he was getting worked on. He was helping work on me. And it was just like this full circle moment. I remember being in chiro school and just dreaming about one, being able to travel, having enough success and freedom to be able to do that. But also I've just always dreamed about having chiro babies too, especially being married to another chiro is like, man, I can't wait to raise our kids in this health conscious environment. And then now Jethro's getting to be exposed to that environment and really cool people that poured into him. Like you can tell chiropractors are used to being around a lot of children because everybody paid attention to him, right? Nobody ignored him. And it was just really cool. And now that I'm back to real life, I honestly have to admit it was a little hard to get back into work mode because for the first time in probably 4 or 5 years, I didn't open my laptop on vacation. So I did check my email. I checked my Circle app messages where all my clients hang out, but I did not open my laptop, which I felt like was a huge win. And the other checking I did was very minimal compared to normal. And my body is just so happy. It is so grateful. It is like, thank you, Stephanie, for this permission to just rest and reset. I had shared this with my clients. One, I used to not take enough rest and reset. And so if you feel like that's you, I cannot stress enough that you just need a vacation. I told a client yesterday on our 9-day sprint call, you just need to take a week off every 8 to 10 weeks. And you don't need a coverage doctor, just close your office. You are in a season where you need way more rest than you've needed before. And it's okay if you want that and you're craving that. If you need somebody to give you permission, I will be the one to give you permission. I had another client that was like, oh, I just feel like I'm in a funk and I don't know what to do about it. And do you have any suggestions? And I was like, you know what I realized with high achieving entrepreneurs that also are service-based, the higher up we go in business, typically the more removed we are from actually taking care of patients and patient care. And it's like, that's great because we get to hone in and we get to work on the business, which is really important to move the business forward from a financial standpoint. However, when we remove ourselves so much from patient care, it's easy to forget like why we got into our profession in the first place. It's easy to forget that the miracles we're allowed to facilitate on a daily basis are really what actually bring us so much joy. It reminds me of a post inside of the Women Chiropractic Facebook group where it was like, yeah, I just am not feeling this purpose. I'm not happy with chiropractic, which unfortunately this is like a reoccurring theme in that group. I can't figure out why, but it's like, I'm not happy. And it's like, okay, just because you're not happy with chiropractic, it probably has more to do with you than it does the profession itself. But also if you are feeling disconnected, just remember like we take for granted the miracles and the lives that we change on a daily basis and how much that actually fulfills us. So I'm somebody who makes a lot of money. I say that humbly, but I also know that if I was just making money because I was pressing a button on a computer, it wouldn't fulfill me. I have to have the impact and the reach that I currently do through the office, but also through the Wealthy Practitioner, helping other chiropractors achieve insane financial freedom and time freedom. Like that lights my soul on fire. I think it's really important for us to remember that when it comes to fulfillment, it also has to do with like how we're spending our time and the impact we're making. And so if you are somebody who's really removed yourself from patient care, that's great. But just keep in mind, you might be missing some of that dopamine that we get by taking care of patients and facilitating miracles. So I'm like, I think you need to go and spend a day in the office and just deliver 100 adjustments and remind yourself how beautiful chiropractic is and why you got into it in the first place. Another thing that I wanted to mention as we're doing this little life update is I think that in addition to maybe feeling burnout at this season, we're heading into Q4. So we've been in a hard push season. Do not take your foot off the gas. Q4 is super important. You can hit all of your goals within these 3 months. There's some special energy surrounding Q4, especially with the holidays. People just naturally tap into more energy around this time. And so you want to capitalize on that inside of your business for sure. But if you're feeling stuck or stagnant, it's likely your vision is not aligned with what you truly want, or you're not being honest with yourself about what you really want. I have clients that are expanding their families. I have clients that are not really sure if they want to stay in their current town that they're living in or have the office, even though it's a really successful office, or maybe they're just not sure what their next move is. And it's that incongruency is going to breed stagnation. So that inability to have a clear vision and clarity around what it is you're trying to create is not going to be the same energy that's going to yield your business a 2x, right? You're not going to be able to double your business if you're so unclear about next steps. And so anytime you're feeling stuck or stagnant, you always have to come back to your vision and to clarity and to sitting with yourself and going deep and asking yourself the hard questions. What is it I really want? What if I had a magic wand? What could I create? What if anything in the world was possible? What if I wasn't judging myself? What if I wasn't scared of others judging me? What if I wasn't scared of letting myself down? For often, for women that I work with, I find that they're have self-doubt and self-confidence issues because maybe they've made a promise or a goal or a commitment to themselves in the past, and then they've dropped the ball. They haven't hit it. And so in reality, what that does is that just creates evidence that you're not enough. That just creates evidence that you're not capable of what it is you say that you want. And in reality, like, we just have to look back and see the goals that we didn't accomplish were for a reason. They taught us a lesson, and forgive ourselves for not reaching them, and know that today is a new day. We can create anything we want from this point forward. And sitting with those feelings and getting clarity on what it is you want is going to attract that abundance to you so much quicker. I had to give my 90-day crew a little kick in the ass yesterday, because when you have lack of clarity, it's not going to allow you to get the results that you desire. But also, some of you probably listening to this, some of the clients I work with, like people that I know out in the world, are acting as victims. This isn't working the way I want it. This is hard. No shit. Life is hard. Business is hard. The state of our economy is hard. But like, nothing is going to be handed to you. And so if you're waiting for Santa Claus to come along and change your life and make it so much better and give you anything you can imagine, like, you are the only person that can make that happen, right? There's not a magic pill that you can take or a magic genie bottle that you can rub that's going to create what it is you want. And so I just shared the sentiment of, listen, if I don't hit my revenue goals, I can't go blame my coaches. I can't go blame Kyle. I can't blame my mom for my childhood trauma. I can't blame my pastor. I only have to look at myself and take radical responsibility for the effort I have or have not been putting forth. And so sometimes I think it really just requires a super, super honest conversation with yourself. And are the goals that you're setting something that you actually want to achieve? And if it's not, that's okay. Let's rework the goals. But if you're like, no, Steph, I want to hit that mark. I want to hit 60K a month, no matter what. I'll do whatever it takes. Like, you have to show up as a person that's going to do that no matter what. You have to be willing to do the things that are required in order to get to 60K a month, because it's definitely not just going to fall on your lap. And you guys have heard me say this before. The most common places that you get stuck at in revenue are between 20 to 30K a month and between 50 to 60K a month. And if you feel like you're one of those spots, then you should probably join us in the next round of 9-day sprint. But also, if you're at those spots, you likely need to improve your systems, your marketing, and your sales, because every level that you get to is going to require you to fine tune everything you've been doing. So the systems, the process, and the sales that you did to get to 30K a month are not going to be able to support you as you're trying to grow to 60K a month. And the pricing that you have to get to 20, 30K a month is probably not going to sustain you or the team that you're going to need to bring on to continue to grow to get to 60K a month. And so those are some questions that you want to start asking yourself. It's a really good practice to get into on a quarterly basis, since we're kicking off a new quarter, is just looking at the past quarter and being like, what worked well? What didn't work well? What am I looking to create heading into this last quarter? What are some goals if I achieved, I would feel like I am the coolest person on earth. I would feel super, super proud of myself if I achieved these goals. And then in order to achieve those goals, who do I have to become? And honestly, if you just sat down with a pen and paper and listened to this podcast and worked through some of the questions that I told you, I think you would get the clarity that you need. That's it. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.